My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Game.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs.
Well, I was on hold and waiting for you guys to talk to me. Jaden Daniels is FaceTiming me, so I had to tell him, I got to go on this show. I'll get back to you when I get off the show. So,
come on, coach.
On 95.7 The Game.
Couple things. First
so
of all,
many things.
The coach may need to change the famous saying to, you play to get paid.
Yeah.
But that's fair.
You play to win the trade.
We'll also find out if Herm Edwards has ever been on Jaden Daniels' TikTok. I don't know, but I do know that all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? It's Willard and Dibbs, and we're happy, as always, to join or to be joined by the great Herm Edwards. Hey, Coach, how are you?
I am well. I think that most football fans right now are anticipating the training camp and how that's going to look and what players are going to look like and, you know, the expectations of certain teams. It's fun this time of the year.
It is mostly fun. There's some anxiety, as you know, as the contractual situations start to unfold or not. And so I think we got to start by getting an overall reaction, not just to the Brandon Ayuk situation, but the whole journey that it's been in the offseason. Two of your former players in Brandon and Jaden Daniels kind of banded together seemingly to work on this on social media. What is your reaction to the way this is all unfolding?
Well, I'm not big in social media. I know both those guys. And, I think Brandon's in a unique situation, obviously. But he's a 49er. And until they decide to trade him, then he's going to be a 49. And that's the reality of it. And, you know, Jaden obviously played with Brandon, had a lot of success, along with Ricky Pearsall. Ricky Pearsall was on that team as well. Chase Lucas was a part of that team as well on the defensive side of it. So I just think there's a lot of talk. But at the end of the day, you know, the NFL, it's not like in college football. NIL, where you can leave every year and go somewhere else. I mean, once you sign a contract, guess what? Unless they cut you or trade you, they have your rights. So that's how it works.
Yeah, no NFL portal as far as I'm aware of.
No portal in the NFL. They figured that out early.
Yeah, they did. So when you have a player like Brandon Ayuk, and if you were the coach, what sort of advice do you give a player who's in that spot where he wants his money, but he's under contract, and so he really kind of has to play ball if they don't get a new contract? What do you say to a young player who's in that spot?
Well, I think, you know, obviously you try to tell him, look, we want you to be a part of this team. And Brandon knows that. I mean, he's not silly. He understands that. But this is the business side of it, you know, and business is always hard when it comes to how much can we play these players and how can we keep all of them. And that's the unique part about the NFL. I think the owners have devised a great plan in the fact that you can't herd your players and just say, you know what, they'll never go anywhere, because the money won't allow you to do that anymore. I think the GMs in today's game have to be very, very smart, trying to figure out how do we do this, how can we make it work, because, you know, you have these little windows when you have a bunch of elite players where you got a chance to make some runs, and the 49ers have been one of those teams. You know, they're one of those teams right now when you think about it. In the past, three seasons, only, you know, three teams have, you know, lost a Super Bowl and gone back to win one, and that was the 1971 Cowboys, the Dolphins in 72, and the Patriots in 2018. You know, those are the teams that were able to rebound from a Super Bowl loss and obviously go back and win one. It's very difficult. We went to the Super Bowl, the first one the Eagles went to, and the next year we got in the playoffs and we didn't make it back. So there's a lot of things going on, but at the end of the day, good players help you get there, and these guys got a good team, as everyone knows, and there's a lot of high expectations for them. Hopefully they can figure out how to get Brandon done, and Brandon will be happy, and everybody will be happy. We won't be talking about this anymore.
Herm Edwards is with us here on Willard and Dibs. Herm, you were known as a player's coach, but I wonder, how would you handle that direct communication with a player when they're going through this, knowing that you had to both coach them but handle their business side too?
Well, we had this situation arise when I was in Kansas City with Larry Johnson. And same kind of situation during training camp. I talked to Larry at least, you know, once every day and just say, you're okay. And I said, just, you know, you got to hang in there. This is what you got your agent for. I said, but at the end of the day, your agent can run the numbers along with the GM, but at the end of the day, you get to make the decision when you want to come in and sign the contract. I said, that's up to you, not your agent. You got to make the decision. And I said, you're a part of this team, and I told the team that too. I said, look, he's not here right now. This is the business part of it. It's hard. I said, one day you'll be in this situation as a player, so understand how it goes. But when he comes back, we love him. He's part of our football team. Don't worry about that business part of it. You just get ready to play football. We'll handle the business part of it.
Does that become the biggest challenge for a team trying to get back to the Super Bowl? As you mentioned, only three teams have been able to do it, lose the Super Bowl, get back to the Super Bowl. Is it that the ego stuff, the business stuff? What's the biggest challenge that faces Kyle Shanahan and the Niners?
Well, it's all of it. It's the fact that you're the hunted team. You know, you get everyone's best game when you play. That's the problem. Because the teams are saying, hey, man, these are the guys who went to the Super Bowl. And then players know it. They're excited about playing you. Every team, they're excited. Because we beat the 49ers. You know, that's a feather in their hat. So, you know, when you have a team like this, you know, it takes energy. And that's the concerning thing, I think, if you're the 49ers. You know, they've had some deep runs in the playoffs the last 3 years. You know, physically, mentally, you know, that's draining. And this is where your leadership has to come in with the players. And the head coach knows it, and the coaches know it. Look, we're always in the playoffs. You know, we're going to be in the playoffs. It's draining when you don't just finish it, when you don't become a world champion. You know, then you got to get all your emotions all get ready again to go again, you know. And they've done it. I mean, this team has done it, and this is the team in the NFC that everybody, when you play them, you get in their best game.
Coach, let's be real here on Brandon and Ricky. You know them both. They're friends. Yep. However, like one of them was just drafted to potentially be the other one's replacement. How do they deal with this?
Well, first of all, they're different players. They're different players. Okay, so I don't know that so much. I think they've guarded themselves, they protected themselves just in case Brandon doesn't decide to come in. He holds out when the season starts, whatever. But, you know, Brandon is an explosive, very explosive receiver, right? Can make the really acrobatic catches down the field versus one-on-one coverage. He has great ball skills. Ricky is really good. You can move him around. He's like a little chess piece now. You can move him in the slot. You can move him outside. And the one thing Coach Shanahan likes out of his receivers, the mentality to block. He's a really good blocker. He can block. You know, so he's a good player. He's a good football player. I mean, he fits what they're going to ask him to do. He's a Wes Welker. He's one of them kind of guys.
Is it a challenge with what Kyle Shanahan faces to try to keep everybody happy, Coach, when you've got, you know, four weapons last year who all shared the ball, and you've got a running back who can catch it and he can run it? Does it become kind of an ego juggling act when you've got four or five really talented weapons and they all want the ball more?
Well, they all want it. You're right. And this is why, you know, Coach Shanahan is one of the best play callers in the game. And he finds ways to – there's a set package for certain guys. They know that. And certain downs and situations, depending where they're on the field. I mean, and this is why you have to have a quarterback like Purdy. Because it's about – if you want to score, but this is not a team that's going to drop back and throw deep passes down the field. You know, they matriculate the ball down the field. Catch the ball in space, make a run, you know, get going, give it to the runner now. You know, okay, now we're going to throw it to the tight end. And this is where the quarterback, Purdy, and it's a lot on his plate, you know, he's very efficient. He can get the ball to the guys where they can run and you know, catch and run. So you're right. I mean, the numbers are never going to be glaring for one guy because you have so many guys. But here again, that's the beauty of it all. Defensively, you know, when you play the 49ers, the first thing you got to ask yourself, look, they have all these guys. But at the end of the day, and I'm going to just tell you as a defensive coach, at the end of the day, the thing that scares you about the 49ers is this. They can run the football. They averaged about 140 yards last year. They're third in the National Football League. So as much as you want to talk about this and that, at the end of the day, you better be able to stop them from running. Because if you can't, you got a problem. Second and four is not a manageable down on defense at any level. They stay in a lot of second and fours. So they can go on some long-consuming drives where they have all these weapons. But at the end of the day, when they can control the line of scrimmage, you got a problem.
Herm Edwards with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Coach, have you talked to Brandon recently?
No, I talked to all my guys. I talked to him, Jaden. I talked to all of them. You kidding me?
All right, so like
they're calling me all the time.
So how's it going? You know,
it's going good. You know, and look, what we talk, and I always tell them it's personal because it's like I'm almost like their second dad. You know, and I just say, look, at the end of the day, remember something. You signed on to play football. You signed on to play football. And these guys are football players. They want to play football. They don't want to sit at home and watch and do all that. They really don't. You know, and Jaden is, you know, Jaden obviously is, you know, he's got a lot of pressure on him now. He's a starting quarterback, you know, and for Washington, he's trying to resurrect that franchise. But, I'm a sounding board for my former players, for all of them. I got a bunch of them in the league. You know, and I get calls from them all the time. You know, Rashid White is down there in Tampa. You know, I get a call from my guy, you know, and I talk to him. You know, and they know I'm not going to say anything. You know, I'm gonna shoot them straight and tell them at the end of the day, I tell them this, you're a football player. Your window of playing football is very short. Understand that. That's what you do. That's what you signed on to do, to play football. All the rest of that stuff don't matter. At the end of the day, are you ready to play football? That's what you better understand.
Okay, so based on that advice, if the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk cannot find common ground between now and week one, are you basically suggesting that you would tell him, go play?
Oh, I look, end of the day, that's what you do. That's what you do. You play football. So, you know, but I would tell him, you do, at the end of the day, you make the decision. It's your decision to make. It's not your agent's decision. It's not me to try to advise you to go do something. You have enough information. You got to ask yourself, and then that's good he came to camp, okay? That's a step forward. He wants to see the guys. He wants to stay good in the room, and that's important. That was very important. Stay good in the room, right, with his players, right? Because they want him there. Everybody wants him there. He wants to be there. It's the business part of it, and it's hard, man. It's hard. I mean, the money that these guys make in today's world, I'm happy for them. I really am. But it becomes troublesome for organizations, and every organization deals with it. They all do. When you have a bunch of star players and you do it right, it's hard to keep them all.
Yeah, with the salary cap, it becomes tougher and tougher. Oh. And you know, part of the thing about the Brandon Ayuk journey this offseason has been his use of social media. And I know you're a huge proponent of don't press send. Did you have the don't press send conversation as he goes on TikTok and he goes on social media? Have you guys had that talk about don't press send? Because, Coach, whenever I'm mad at my employer, I'm mad at my co-host, I'm mad at the world, and I compose a tweet, I hear you in the back of my mind, Coach. Don't press send.
Look, I got two daughters, and one of them's getting ready to go to college. The other one's a senior now. She's going to go next year. And I tell them all the time. I said, hey, you can. It's all fun and games until you press send. Then it's out there. And you can't take it back. You know, and you can say you were emotional, but it's out there. And then you got to deal with it. But the crazy thing about the world we live in, it doesn't last long. Because somebody else presses something, and then we're talking about that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the world we live in. We live in a world of chaos, of how do you get through all of this, you know? And you can pick and choose what you want to read, what you don't want to read. This person said that person said that. At the end of the day, it's just stuff. It's just stuff, right? I don't take it personal. I just think you can't, because this is how young people in this generation communicate. This is what they do. This is how they function. So you can't, you know, when you're an old guy like me, so man, I would be up. No, you just say, this is what they do. Don't take it personal. They're pressing sand way too fast. But they do.
Coach Herm Edwards. So, I mean, Coach, like, you sound like you feel like this is all going to work out one way or another. Is that accurate?
That is correct. I just think at the end of the day, look, I've been around it a long time, guys. I was fortunate enough to be in that league coaching and playing for over 30 years. And I've watched it from afar now that I'm, you know, on television and doing that. And it always seems to just kind of work out at the end. It just, and, you know, this is what gets everybody crazy right now. You know, because, well, you know, just relax. It's okay. It'll be fine. It's going to be good. At the end of the day, it'll all work out.
Yeah, we're hoping.
Yeah.
We're hoping.
How's Ricky's hamstring, by the way? Do you know?
You know what? It's funny. And I told John and him, I mean, he's a guy you got to be careful with. He overworks. He's that kind of guy. And, he had some hamstring issues when he was with us as well, you know, because he's one of the guys, doesn't want any rest. He goes 100 miles an hour. You got to protect him from himself. You know, and I told John and them that when they drafted him, I said, the thing you got to do with Ricky now, because he's going to go hard. He doesn't understand this is a walkthrough. This is, you know, that's how he functions. So he'll be fine. When it really counts, the guys will be ready to play.
Everybody wants to see him, Coach. If camp opened, we want to see Ricky.
I know. He's a good player. They're going to like him. Trust me.
Yeah.
I've talked to John and all the guys. They like him. He's a good football player. The 49er fans will love him.
We can't wait. And it is July, and so we're seeing the material you guys are putting out on NFL Live, and I saw your flag football team, and you had Kyler Murray as your quarterback. No thought about taking old Brock Purdy on your flag football team, Coach?
Oh, no. No, it's flag football, right? You got to have a look. First of all, you can't block the pass rush. So you got to have a quarterback that can play off schedule, flag football. You know, look, Ryan Clark and who was the other and one of the other guy, our other hosts. You know, they asked me would I put them on my team. I said no, because they can't catch.
I saw you all.
They're good defensive backs. Listen, they can't catch. We don't tackle anybody in flag football. You got to be able to catch because the ball's in the air. You want guys to intercept passes, and they got to be able to catch. You don't want guys to knock the ball down. You want to take the ball away in flag football. You kidding me? If you can't catch, I don't want you.
You all had Justin Jefferson and Devontae Adams on your team, which is pretty good.
Yeah. Even defensive backs, they got to be able to catch the ball because the ball's in the air. Right?
Yep.
Take the ball away. That's what I always say. If you take the ball away, you're doing good on
you. I want to say this to you before you hang up. I could listen to High Octave Herm talk about anything. Absolutely anything, Coach.
Well, you guys are nice, man. It's great to be on your show. Look, 49ers are going to be fine. Fans, just relax. They will be fine. They got a heck of a football team. These guys know how to win. The energy is going to be the key because it's a long season, right? It's a long, long season. And they went out and get Floyd. They help them a little bit there with the rush on defense. That will help them a lot. You know, Bosa, obviously, with only 10.5 sacks, so that's going to help him to get another guy over there that can go. You know, so all these things, they'll come together, guys. I mean, like I said, you know, this is a really good football team. They know they're a good football team. They know how to win. But everybody's shooting for them, and they know it. And you, when you have one of those games where you kind of let a team hang around, that gives that other team more momentum, you know. And the thing about the 49ers, they know every week we got to be at our best because people are giving us their best shot.
Coach, it's absolutely fantastic to have you, man. Thank you so much for doing it.
Anytime, my friend. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate you both.
Okay.
Thanks, Herm.
Herm Edwards, right here on Willard and Dibs.
Never ceases to put a smile on my face. I mean, no matter what. And Niner fans, you're going to be okay.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah. I love it. High octave and high octane, high octave. They both work for Herm.
It's live.
It's always great.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah, and he'll bring it up for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's right. He's right, but like at the same time, you know, as a human being, you get coached to stay in the moment. And you can ask me, is it going to be fine by Labor Day? I mean, probably. I'm glad that he's at minimum advising Brandon Ayuk. If this does not come together, you should still play. I mean, how many times did he say these are football players? It's kind of what TJ said yesterday.
Exactly.
We don't like this. We love this. And on some level, that's probably what's upsetting to Brandon is the fact that it's like it almost feels like you're putting me in a position where I have to decide whether or not it's smart for me to go do what I love. It's the only thing I want to do.
Yeah.
But it makes me feel like I'm making a stupid decision to go do it and put all of this money on the line. But yeah, Herm's right. In the end, you don't really have a great choice.
You don't. And it feels to me like a trip to Disneyland where you have a one-day trip to Disneyland and you want to ride every ride and you should probably stop and eat and you probably shouldn't go from sunup to sundown, but this is your one chance. And when you're an NFL player, this is your one shot to do what you love and play football and you're on a great team and you are getting a lot of money. So yeah, you want to get 26, 28, 30, whatever the number is you want to get. If you don't get that at the end of it, you have one chance to do this. You got to go out and do it.
I wonder if everybody understands how powerful of a voice. I know Herm is a media guy and just, oh, he's just retired old coach like he talks about himself. That is Brandon's college coach. That is Ricky Pearsall's college coach. That is Jaden Daniels' college coach. And that is John Lynch's very, very close friend. And so
they go to Taylor Swift together.
Yeah, they do. The Eras Tour.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. So that person is pretty locked into what's going on, I would say.
On both sides.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If anybody knows both sides, it would be the coach.
Herm Edwards.
Yes, because he's good friends with John, and Brandon Ayuk is calling him, and all his former players are calling him. He called himself almost like a second father to these men.
They all call me!
Seriously, I would call him.
I'd like to call Herm, too.
I would, too.
When I've got a problem.
No
coach,
doubt.
Coach, I got a problem. Can you talk me through this for a second?
And he would.
And he would.
He's that man.
And then I'd feel better. We're sponsored by Meineke Car Care Centers. Aqib Talib in a half hour. And so those of you who missed what he said and why we must talk to him after his comments about Brandon Ayuk and Brock Purdy, we will play those for you next. I am also going to apply to the powers that be for a 5 minute and 28 second set aside. Because I have to tell you about something that was said to me earlier today with regard to Giants baseball.
Oh, boy.
That I not only want you to hear, the Giants need to hear this. Executives. So we'll do that next on Willard and Dibs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Moses, relax. It's okay. You'll be fine. It's going to be good.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I promise.
I love that, man.
5 minutes and 28 seconds. I promise. It's going to be
so good.
It's going to be good.
I got the over on 5 minutes and 28 seconds.
I know
seconds.
You all have the over.
No doubt.
You all have the over. It's 4:33 and 55 seconds. Mark. All right. So that makes 4:38, whatever. Somewhere around 4:39 and a half.
You actually get started.
No, I can start right now.
First of all,
there's Giants news. Luis Matos has been sent down again. So has Randy Rodriguez. We thought that was probably on the way when Derek Hill was acquired by the Giants from the the Rangers yesterday. So right-handed hitting outfielder Derek Hill is here. Matos is sent down. Don't let any more fly balls fall in left field. Derek, don't let any fly balls fall in left field. If you do, you're out. And Randy Rodriguez has been optioned out to make room for tonight's starting pitcher, Robbie Ray. Okay? Giants and Dodgers again tonight, and won't that be fun? We're going to get right back to the opening of Niners camp, and at some point we might talk about Steph Curry too. But I'd like to share this in the hopes that someone in the Giants front office is listening. What we do around my house during baseball season is we watch the game with dinner, no matter what. I am not a turn the TV off dad. We might turn the sound off, but the TV's on because the Giants are playing baseball and we're having dinner. My son today was invited out to dinner and to go swimming after camp with one of his friends. So he said this morning, Dad, can I watch TV? I said, son, we're not watching TV in the morning. Have some breakfast and go to camp. Let's just do this TV-free. Maybe we can look at each other and have a conversation. He said, all right, Dad, but just keep in mind, I won't get to watch much TV later because I'm going straight to swim and I'm going to dinner with my friends. I said, that's right, son, but don't worry, when you get home, and I'm going to dinner with the lovely Christy tonight and her family, when we get home, we can watch the Giants and the Dodgers again. He said, Dad, I can't take any more Giants and Dodgers. I can't watch it anymore. My son is 10. He is 10 years old.
And he's had it up to here?
These players at age 10 should be this big. They should be bigger than Willie Mays' statue. He should look at them with his eyes that big. That's what it should feel like when Elliot Ramos comes to the plate. That's what it should feel like. He's 10 years old, and he loves this stuff more than anything in the world. He will not only watch the Giants on TV, he will have an iPad next to him so he can follow what he calls regional coverage.
Nice.
Of the other games.
Scoreboard watching at 10.
All he wants to. Hey, Dad, somebody in Seattle just hit a 3-run homer. Can you believe it? Wow, son, that's incredible. Thanks for letting me know. Constant. He's had it. He doesn't want to watch anymore. You're that bad. You're that ineffective, and you are lacking entertainment at that level.
For a 10-year-old.
A 10-year-old sports-obsessed boy who won't get television all day long told me, no thanks. I can't watch the Giants play the Dodgers anymore.
That's going to be a no from him, Dad, for tonight. So he's going to come home after no TV all day in a spot where he always gets to watch ball with his dad, and he's out. I'm out. You talk about the Giants, I'm out. He's out.
Yeah. So am I. Pay the under.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome because I allowed it. I mean, I could have gotten in there and derailed and, you know, prolonged it.
Yeah.
And there's more, obviously, to talk about. Nick Ahmed is now a Dodger. And the Giants sending out Luis Matos. And, you know, you made a funny joke right before we came back on the air about Steve Kerr because, you know,
I think he's running the Giants.
They don't love the young people.
He's like, I see people who are in their 20s still on the roster. Let's fix it.
Yeah. I mean, Rod has had a couple of tough outings, is Randy Rodriguez the problem? Jackson gets to stay, but Ranrod goes out. And what? Matos, just because he didn't catch one fly ball and he's been struggling, now he goes out.
Well, he's looked awful.
He's
looked awful in every facet of the game.
But we need the Derek Hill era to begin.
I mean.
Hill and Bauman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that's what we're doing, then let's do it.
Because Farhan needs a 6-game win streak that starts tonight.
Okay.
That's what he needs.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get it.
Glasnow is back for the Dodgers against Robbie Ray making his Giants debut.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, go Giants. I hope that they can do it. It's more fun when they're good. Nobody wants to see this thing slide into Bolivia.
13
or
runs.
Oblivion. That was for Tony Bruno.
13 runs. 13 runs.
In 6 games?
In
5.
5.
Since the break.
Since the break, yeah.
That's not good enough.
All of the things that everybody said about the Giants the last 2 years, which were supposed to go away because $200 million payroll and free agency and all of that, all of those things are, I think, even more true. They're more true now than they were before. Because now you get to like mix frustration and anxiety in with them as well. Like, absolute, total lifeless bore.
And last night was maybe the most infuriating almost ninth inning rally because you're down 5-1.
No, but my feet
and
were
you
up.
Get bases. Like, no, but still.
Of course no one's going to hit the ball once the bases get loaded.
That was the thing, though.
Yeah.
You score a run and you've got action and it's like, what? One swing of the bat ties it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think that in your own mind because you're doing the math and you're thinking about like the reality of one swing of the bat and then you catch yourself and you kind of laugh. And, that's it.
I'd like to salute Tyler Fitzgerald for playing through all
good
of this.
Good Lord,
crap.
Five straight.
Yeah, I'd like to salute Tyler Fitzgerald for absolutely being a complete and total gamer while everybody else just swings and misses at everything. Yeah. So lifeless bore.
To the point where your own 10-year-old is saying no thank you to TV. Yeah.
Don't say that's coming from a grizzled adult who's got other stuff to do. A 10-year-old with stars in his eyes can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
And I already told you at the beginning of the week that what this week meant to me. You play well this week if you want any entertainment dollars in August or September. I have only got time and space in my bank account for a pennant race, not for DFAs and who knows what's, not for Derek Hill and Bauman. Let's see if we found something, another diamond in the rough. No time, no energy. The Niners camp is open. Thanks. Thanks for attempting to do something this summer. You didn't. So, that's all.
I'll keep my eyes on the Dodger lineup when it comes out where Nick Ahmed bats.
If he plays tonight, he's totally hitting a homer. He's totally going to hit a homer.
It's possible.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, enough of that. Back to Wiggins. Aqib Talib's going to join us in 20 minutes. He had this conversation with Kay Adams and Brandon Ayuk is where it started. But then it got layered. It got layered fast. Take a listen again to former NFL corner Aqib Talib.
Ayuk is emerging. I think he's probably my top three receivers right now. If you get him with a real quarterback, he can go crazy. It's
Brandon Ayuk is your top as a top three receiver?
Man, I don't really go off the stats. I go off the player and his body control, his routes, his hands, his speed. He can easily be a top receiver in the league. If you put him on a team and you make him the focal guy, he'll go crazy.
So the list of questions is immediately long. First of all, did you say that Brandon Ayuk is a current top three receiver in the NFL, or are you saying that he could be?
Both.
Second of all, did you say that Brock Purdy's not a real quarterback? Are you arguing that Brandon Ayuk is in the wrong system? Like, what are you getting at? I can't wait to have this conversation with Aqib, who was a phenomenal player, to see what he really thinks.
Well, he doesn't go off the numbers, which is a great way to go about assessing wide receivers, because if you do go off the numbers, then I don't know if you could put Brandon Ayuk in the top three, but the things he talks about in terms of Brandon Ayuk are all accurate. The hands, the route running, the toughness, the intangibles, they're all there. But once Kay Adams kind of questioned him about his top three assessment, he did backpedal a little bit like a good corner.
Like a projection. He switched it to a projection.
Right, and if he had a real quarterback, and that's the thing about it that I want to ask Aqib about, you know, is it real quarterback? Is it real system? What does it really mean when we're assessing these players? Because the player can only be assessed inside the system.
Well, and I don't want Brandon Ayuk to quote-unquote go crazy. I don't want that. I don't know why anybody would want that. Like, maybe Brandon would want that, but I'd much rather, wouldn't you, if I'm Brandon Ayuk, give me 1,300 yards and a trip to the Super Bowl, not 1,800 yards and 8 and 9.
Well, if those things are like, mutually exclusive, then of course.
Well, but I mean, okay, like, let me give an example of what I'm talking about and give me a second here to see if you know, I kind of pull this up. Like, this is a statistical thing that we're looking at with wide receivers. You know, everyone talks about targets and how Brandon Ayuk, he did the most with the least amount of targets. If you just look at targets, Brandon Ayuk this year was 36th in the league. 36th in targets, yet he was 7th in yards. So that's incredible efficiency. You know who, I mean, we mentioned it yesterday. Number one in targets was CeeDee Lamb. Do you know who number two is?
Yeah, Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams, who has an entire documentary dedicated to his frustration. I don't want my receiver to go crazy. I want my football team to be good. Devontae Adams gets all the targets and the yards, and he is literally on the sideline questioning his life on a game-by-game basis right now. I don't want that.
You want a good team, and you look at who's fourth on the list in targets, and it's Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson.
Great player, but he's on a team that didn't have a lot of other options, and so you get a lot of targets, and you have a team that's not very good. So, to your point, if Brandon Ayuk wants to go quote-unquote crazy and have 1,600 yards and 14 touchdowns, and it leads you to a 13-4 record and a number one seed, then go crazy. But for me, it's more about the team going crazy, and I think last year is a great blueprint for what they're trying to do. The amount of targets were spread evenly almost throughout the four, George and Debo and Christian and Brandon, and that's what I think Kyle Shanahan wants out of his offense.
Yeah.
Do you guard? You can't guard all of them, and so when you have four legit weapons and then you add in, you know, Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings and whatever, you have an offense that's very difficult to stop.
I mean, right behind Devontae is Tyreek Hill. And you go, okay, that looks fun, right? I mean, he ended up with 1,800 yards. He was everybody's fantasy darling. The team was good. They weren't good enough. They couldn't beat a good team. They barely beat any good teams all year long. And so they were solid, but they're not threatening to actually win anything. And so I don't know. Like, I understand the desire to be involved. You know, TJ said it great yesterday. You get 12 targets in a game, you want 14. You get 18 targets, you want 20. Like, nobody leaves the line of scrimmage not wanting the ball. So I fully understand that. But sometimes I do question, like, what is it we're after? What are we after here? You know what I mean? Especially when you're a wide receiver. Like, Brandon Ayuk, what are you after right now?
You're after money.
Okay.
Right now in July, you're after money.
But a lot of money is being offered to you. So the question is not, should Brandon Ayuk get paid? Brandon Ayuk is going to get paid. He's already being paid, but he's going to get really, really, really paid. But what are you after? Are you after $3 million more dollars per year to be a Panther or a Commander because your buddy is the quarterback? Like, cool. Like, I'm not criticizing. If that's what you want, that's what you want. I get told by professional athletes all the time that what they want to do is win. Absolutely, they want to do is win. If I'm a wide receiver and I do not have the ball ever at the start of a play, I have no control over my numbers. It's why so many of them are always frustrated, right? Like, even if a play is called for you, you don't know if it's coming your way. And then you could get open, you could do everything right, and you still don't get the ball.
Or maybe he throws it, and it's a bad throw,
right?
And you still don't get the ball.
Or your team stinks, and the ball gets thrown behind you, and you get hit in really awful ways. Or you could score 30 points, and it's not enough because the other team scores 38. Like, all of these things are out there. So is that worth 29? To me, it's, is that worth $3 million more? You want to trade, you go anywhere. They could send you anywhere. They could send you to Vegas, Brandon. Watch the doc.
Watch the doc.
Watch the doc. He's furious. The dinosaur party's the only good day he had all year.
Pretty much, yep.
So, again, when I say you can be wrong and right at the same time, Brandon's right, he's right, he's right, he's right. It's unfair, it stinks, it's crappy that the train stopped at him. I get it. I really get it. But my goodness, I'm so concerned for him, because what is it you really want? Does it have to be top dollar, even if that's at the expense of everything else that's good in your career? You have a good quarterback, good coach, good team, good surroundings, like good weather. You don't have your receiver. You don't have to play in the snow. Like, what are we going for here?
We're going for max money. We're going for max respect.
Okay.
And maybe we're going for the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Because if you're going to have these numbers, if you're going to get 75 catches, if you're going to be a guy who gets, you know, 105 targets is not nothing, but it's not among the elite. You mentioned it. He's not even top 30 in targets. So if you want to be one of the greatest to ever do it, you need to be in a system that's going to throw it more, throw it to you more, and give you more chances to rack up numbers and give you more chances to get more money. And by money, a lot of times that means respect. So everybody says, yeah, I want to be a part of a winning team and all that. And I do believe that Brandon wants to be a part of a winning team. But at some point, other things become factors that are as big, if not bigger. And it's money and it's respect, it's numbers, it's legacy, all these other things.
Adam Thielen had 32 more targets last year than Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
How we doing?
Not great.
How we doing?
Brandon Ayuk was number two in the league in yards per target. The Niners had three guys in the top 11 in the league in yards per target. So it's a little bit of a double-edged sword because he's able to do more with less, but the offense makes it so you can do more with less.
Right.
Debo was 11th, and Kittle was 4th in yards per target. So if you're Brandon Ayuk and you look at that, you think, maybe I don't need that many targets because I get more one-on-ones because I've got talent around me. I've got a great scheme. And so when I do get targeted, I have a better chance to get more yards.
I
catch the ball and I'm into space.
Like, look at
because
this,
the offense schemes it so that I don't have to like worry about as much double coverage.
All these receivers who got 25 to 35 more targets than Brandon who have 300 yards less, Thielen and Terry McLaurin and DeAndre Hopkins, they were all 1,000-yard receivers. They were all right around 1,000 yards.
Michael Pittman
is
another one.
Right. They're all 300 yards less than Brandon. They got way more targets. But think of that word, targets. Just because I threw it to you doesn't mean I put it in the right spot. It doesn't mean it's catchable. It doesn't mean it's not a hospital ball. Davante Adams got tons of targets. He hated a lot of them.
Chris Olave, 138 targets.
They hurt like hell. I got to get out of here or else I'm putting my life on the line. That's the quote from Davante Adams. So I like that's what I think about with Brandon. He's not wrong, it's not his fault, but good gracious, like you see it in the NFL all the time. You like Odell Beckham's career. I want out. This, that, the other. All right, you're out. How's it going? How many places
he's
do you
still
need?
Chasing it?
Jeez, like it's never good again. And it's never going to be. Baltimore, Cleveland, wherever the hell you end up. It's not.
He won a ring with the Rams.
With the Rams, he won one.
Great, he won a ring. And not as the number one.
He had a great postseason, though.
And he blew his leg out. And I'm not saying that was Stafford's fault. But by the way, Stafford's really good. So he lucked out there. But it doesn't always work that way. I don't know where Brandon wants to go. Like, even the teams that I hear that want Brandon. Like, dude, you want to play for the Patriots?
Or Pittsburgh?
What?
Or the Commanders? Yeah, it's...
Do you know what Drake May targets? Or, Jacoby? Bro, what are we doing? You want 30 more targets from Drake May? Or Jaden Daniels?
I don't think that he wants to leave. He just wants to be paid.
Yes.
And that's what we've heard from TJ Houshmandzadeh.
I get it.
That's what we've heard from everyone. So it's not that you make a trade request because you want to leave. You make a trade request because that's the last card you have in your hand.
Yeah.
And it's a card that you have to play that you know when you play it is probably not that impactful. It's not a card that you play that is going to make anybody really tremble, or it's not going to make the Niners make any movement therein. You want to be a Niner, but you want to be paid. And that's just the way that is. You don't want to go be a Commander, I don't think. I mean, unless you want to go out there and be 6-11 and get 165 targets and you and Terry McLaurin can, you know, be wide receiver one and wide receiver two,
yeah,
and you can battle with the Giants for third place in the division.
I'd let Brandon hear the interview that Terry McLaurin gave after the Commanders played the Niners last year.
Right.
McLaurin, like, he like, boy, I wish I could play for a team like that. I couldn't believe he said it out loud. It's like, oh my God. You know, so anyway, I get it. It's money. Money, 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 money. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. So again, Aqib Talib says Brandon Ayuk is top three, and if you put him on a team with a real QB, he'd be top three. So let's talk that out. Aqib Talib joins us next on Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.